time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russia's election interference and related matters has hit the one-year mark.
So far, four former Trump campaign associates have been charged. Three have pleaded guilty and are cooperating. Mueller has also obtained two more guilty pleas while indicting 13 Russians and three Russian companies. As we mentioned earlier, the New York Times has done an extensive report on the origins of what later became the Mueller investigation. President Trump and his allies have launched unrelenting attacks on the inquiry, calling it politically motivated as well as an attempt to undermine him while issuing threats against the U.S. Department of Justice.
You look at the corruption at the top of the FBI, it's a disgrace. And our Justice Department, which I try and stay away from, but at some point I won't. Our Justice Department should be looking at that kind of stuff, not the nonsense of collusion with Russia.
The New York Times report gives us a very different picture of the FBI, writing this in part, quote, interviews with a dozen current and former government officials and a review of documents show that the FBI was even more circumspect in that case than had been previously known. Agents considered, then rejected, interviewing key Trump associates, which might have sped up the investigation, but risked revealing the existence of the case. Those who saw the investigation up close and many of those who have reviewed case files in the past year say that far from gunning for Mr. Trump, the FBI could actually have done more in the final months of 2016 to scrutinize his campaign's Russia ties.
As expected, Trump noted the anniversary with an early morning tweet, quote, "Congratulations, America. We are now into the second year of the greatest witch hunt in American history. And there is still no collusion and no obstruction. The only collusion was that done by Democrats who were unable to win an election despite the spending of far more money." Rudy Giuliani is still making the TV rounds at Fox. He went on Laura Ingraham's show on Wednesday and argued that Trump couldn't collude with Russia if his campaign obtained dirt on Hillary Clinton and never actually used it.
When I ran against them, they were looking for dirt on me every day. I mean, that's what you do. Maybe you shouldn't, but you do it. Nothing illegal about that. And even if it comes from a Russian or a German or an American, it doesn't matter. And they never used it. It's the main thing. They never used it. They rejected it. If there was collusion with the Russians, they would have used it.
By the way, WikiLeaks dropped the Podesta emails less than an hour after the Access Hollywood tape came out, and Trump cited them more than 150 times in the final 30 days of the campaign, but there was no collusion, just an observation. At the one-year mark, Trump's team is pushing the narrative that it's time to end the investigation while insisting that they won't fire Robert Mueller.
We're trying to get him to end this. This is not good for the American people. And the special counsel's office doesn't seem to have that sort of understanding that they're interfering with things that are much bigger than them or us.
You said today there's a plan B and C if Mueller doesn't wrap this thing up. We're entering the second year. You guys are very well aware of how much time and effort this takes to answer these questions, ongoing investigation. Bill Clinton found that out. What is the plan B and C?
Well, we are going to demand an answer. We're going to we cooperated beyond any other president ever cooperated. All those documents, 1.4 million, all those witnesses.
But what's the plan B and C, Rudy? Is this firing Mueller?
No, we're not going to fire
Mueller.
Then we just start from day one again, as the president pointed out. What we're going to do is we're going to see what kind of legal remedies are available to us, including if they subpoena us. Challenge the subpoena.
Trump on Wednesday used a White House roundtable discussion with California leaders to demand the DOJ prosecute Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf for warning residents in February of an impending ICE raid before going on another rant about immigrants.
We have people coming into the country or trying to come in. We're stopping a lot of them. But we're taking people out of the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. These aren't people. These are animals.
EPA Chief Scott Pruitt was lambasted by the Senate Appropriations Committee Wednesday for the myriad of ethical scandals plaguing him. Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont accused him of turning the department into a laughingstock.
The mission of the EPA is simple. It's to protect human health and the environment, not to protect industry friends or to give friends from Oklahoma tens of thousands of dollars in pay raises in defiance of the White House. Not to put polluters first, or to travel first class around the world. Incidentally, a Vermonter said, what a silly reason you had to fly first class. Because of a danger to you unless you flew first class. He said, nobody even know who you are. And you go in there, oh, somebody might criticize you. You've got security people that we've never seen before. But you have to fly first class. Oh, come on. I got the
And that's a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.